You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas, Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. Girl, yeah, I hop right in that car of mine.
somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody. Grab yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold happiness when you're getting old. The world, whole world's the same, you're never gonna change it. Change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody until somebody loves.
Pleasant. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark. Happy Father's Day from Lakewood, New Jersey. We're today the Blue Claws take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks in a pivotal game as the first half in the 2024 South Atlantic League winds down. Jersey Shore Phillies affiliates 35-27. Wilmington, the Nationals affiliate, 29-33. Blue Claws enter the day a half game back of first place Greensboro, 35-26. 4 games left in the first half. Jersey Shore will play one more game than Greensboro, had a game canceled earlier in the year. So the Blue Claws just have to gain one game over the last four to move into the postseason for the second straight year. Braden Fosnod starts today, 6-1 with a 3.74 ERA, and he will oppose right-hander Luke Young, 2-4 with a 4.02 ERA. Pleasant, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Greg Giamborisi, joined by Vin Ebenu, who will be here on the call with me this afternoon. Happy Father's Day, everybody. And Vint, welcome. How are you?
Welcome, Greg. Thanks for having me here. Excited to be here. Excited for a beautiful Father's Day in the ballpark. And certainly, you know, to your point that you alluded to, a huge game for the Blue Claws today to try to finish out the homestand against Wilmington, and three big ones coming up that they need to take early in the week against Brooklyn. So For Braden Fosnut, this is his biggest start of the year. He's pitched well for the most part this year, had a couple tough outings. But this is a game where you got to go out and get the win. Unfortunately, they split the doubleheader, so now find themselves a half game in. But I'm excited for this game. This is a game that the Blue Claws are confident in against the Wilmington team that they've done well against so far this year, so it should be a good one.
Yeah, Blue Claws have won 9 out of 11 against Wilmington. Yesterday, they split the doubleheader, but it was weird. They lost the game they probably should have won, the first one that they led 5-1, lost 11-6, and then they won the game that maybe they should have lost. They were down 4-0 going into the bottom of the fifth. I think it was a 7-inning game. Scored 2 in the fifth, 4 in the sixth, and then gave up 1 in the seventh, but held on to win it by a score of 6-5. Troy Schreffler had tied the game with a 2-run double in the bottom of the sixth inning before Justin Crawford added the go-ahead RBI single. Andrew Walling earned the save. And the Blue Claws have now made up deficits of at least 4 runs twice in the last week. They did it last Saturday down in Greensboro against the Grasshoppers. It's a beautiful day. Crowd filling in on Father's Day here at Shoretown Ballpark. So the Blue Claws will host Wilmington today, and then Greensboro, who they're chasing, will visit Winston-Salem. That game will start at 2 o'clock, so we'll follow it as best we can for you, but obviously the Blue Claws will be a little bit ahead of Wilmington, a couple of innings ahead, starting 1 hour early. Let's do the quick pitching preview for tonight, and that's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. They have Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. At RWJ Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. Visit rwjbh.org. Braden Fosnot for Jersey Shore, 6-1 in 10 starts with a 3.74 ERA, 53 innings, 45 hits, 18 walks, and 52 strikeouts. Pitched last Sunday at Greensboro. Kind of a weird game because when he took the mound, he had a 7-0 lead. 7 runs at the top of the first. Ended up allowing 5 runs in 5 innings in a tough park to pitch in. But again, he had a 7-0 lead by the time he stepped foot on the mound. Blue Claws coasted in that game last Sunday. And two back last time he pitched here, gave up 3 runs in 5 innings against Brooklyn 2 weeks ago on June the 2nd. Fosnot is a 24-year-old left-hander from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Or, sorry, from Danville, Pennsylvania. Went to Westchester University in Westchester, PA, and then played for the Trent Thunder in the MLB Draft League before he signed with the Phillies.
Ah, there we go.
Luke Young starts for Wilmington. He's a 22-year-old right-hander from Midland Junior College in Texas, from San Angelo, Texas. 11th-round pick in 2022. On the year, 2-5 with a 4.02 ERA in 11 games, 53 innings, 48 hits. He's walked 17, and he has struck out 39 on the season. He pitched on Tuesday and gave up 5 runs in 6 innings. The big blow was the grand slam hit by Jordan Disson with the Blue Claws down 1-0. Disson hit a grand slam to give Jersey Shore the lead, and they would go on to win it 5-4 back on Tuesday night.
You know, this team, the weather was nasty in April. Rain, cold, but I think once the calendar turned to May for a lot of these Blue Claws, the bats started heating up as well. I mean, and obviously of late as well. So Justin Crawford, William Bergoya's hitting, Pineda's taken off. Even Jordan Disson and Amarian Boyd have started cooking at the plate of late as well. But you see some of the batting averages have gone up. And that's why the Blue Claws lead the SAL in team batting average, is that they've started to hit a little bit better overall and a little bit more consistently. And they find themselves in the thick of this divisional race here. So, I mean, the bats have been cooking. The pitching's been pretty good, especially the starters. And it just kind of sets it up for a really nice second half. But, I mean, as the weather's warmed
the
up, so have they.
The only thing that matters is these next 4 games.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, and again, can't overstate how big the game is today. And obviously the ones coming up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Thursday, right.
So, basically, that game last night was a season saver for Jersey Shore, because if they had lost that game yesterday and they were a off-the-charts good catch by Amarian Boyd away from falling down 5-0 in the fifth inning of that game, they would have been a game and a half out with 4 to play, and that would have been a big ask, because even if you had won all 4 of your games, you would have needed Greensboro to lose 2. And, they've been playing very well, and obviously winning 4 in a row is not that's no guarantee either. So, you know, and if they won 3 out of 4, you would have needed Greensboro to go 1-3, which probably wouldn't happen. So, yeah, that was a mammoth victory last night for Jersey Shore. It's hard to overstate how important that win was. And I wanted to talk about Amarion Boyd because it was Boyd who made the tremendous catch. It's on, we put it on the Blue Claws Twitter page. And actually, if you watched SportsCenter this morning, you might have seen it. It was the number 7 play on SportsCenter. But they had a runner at first, 2 out, long fly ball to deep center. And Boyd made basically the Willie Mays catch, over the shoulder basket catch. Just an unreal play by a guy who's made a lot of unreal plays this season out there in Amarion Boyd. And if he doesn't make that catch, it's 5-0. The batter's probably at third, no worse than second, so the inning is still going. And who knows what would have happened. Blue Claws ended up scoring 6 runs but coming back to win. But if he doesn't make that play, there is certainly no guarantee that the Blue Claws come back and win that game. So, you know, that one play might be a season-saving type of play for the Blue Claws.
Yeah.
Then the other layer of it, which I thought was really cool, so that was in the top of the 5th. The Blue Claws got 2 runs in the bottom of the 5th, and then Boyd leads off in the bottom of the 6th and starts the inning with a base hit. So he keyed the whole rally, which got the Blue Claws to the lead. They ended up tying the game on the Troy Schreffler double and then won it on the Justin Crawford single.
The Blue Claws have gotten really good defense out of the outfield all season long, whether it's been Amarion Boyd, certainly proved that last night, Justin Crawford, Kate Fergus has made nice plays early in the season. They just have outfielders that are fast, that are outstanding at tracking the ball, and they just make sensational plays. They're willing to dive and, you know, make leaping grabs or whatever to just keep them in the game, and that's important, especially with the pitchers, some of them giving up fly balls.
It'll be interesting today. Today the wind is blowing straight in from center field, so I don't know exactly what you're going to get as far as home runs today. It'll be tough. Right now it seems to have actually calmed down, but earlier today it was really blowing in, you know, 10, 15 miles an hour. So we'll see. Maybe it'll shift a little bit.
Yeah.
Weather-wise, it's about as good as it gets, mid-70s, and a little breeze. I'm sure the hitters wish, though, that the breeze was blowing out.
Yeah, a little help on the home run push.
That's okay. a couple quick notes on some of these Blue Claws. Justin Crawford is on an absolute tear right now. 16 for 36 in his last 8 games. He was 2 for 4 at both ends of the doubleheader yesterday. He has 7 multi-hit games in his last 8 games played. And he's up to .299 on the season. Aiden Miller had 2 hits yesterday in the first game of the doubleheader. Went 3 for 7, including his first hit. 2 hits as a Blue Claw in game 1 of that double dip. Leandro Pineda, well, he went 0 for 8 yesterday. He's at .331 since April the 26th. William Bergoya, maybe the hottest of everybody. He's at .371 since April 30th. And in June, he is 18 for 40 with 7 walks and 2 strikeouts.
Yeah, I mean, that slow start he had in April never affected his defense or his ability to run the bases, but it was just him timing things up a little bit better at the plate, getting a better read on the pitches coming in, and he's taken off, and he's become the stud at the plate that they thought. I mean, 12th prospect in the Phillies system, and he's showing exactly who the kind of player that the Phillies thought that he could be when they took him in the draft. And then obviously you have a new one in Aiden Miller, new to the ball club, just about a week in, drafted last year, and he's kind of finding his way through the Phillies system. So they got some guys that are really hitting well right now, and they could obviously use all that offense for a number of different reasons. Obviously, the biggest ones, as we've mentioned, is, you know, picking up the next 4 games in the W column and then trying to ride that into the second half as well. But the guys are hitting, and that's big, especially you could take today and you could take a hot offense with, you know, 5-6 guys that are clicking into Brooklyn and try to take the first 3 games there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's always fun when you get a little excitement. And, you know, they always talk about, do you like the halves better? Do you like the full season? But I like the halves because it gives you some years like this one. And the Blue Claws have gone through this a few times. It gives you kind of these double pennant race opportunities. So
yeah.
You might get one at the end of the year. If you do a full season, there's an opportunity for 1 coming down to the wire. But when you have halves, you get the chance for 2. And the Blue Claws of Greensboro will duke it out. Hudson Valley's not out of it. They're 3 back with 4 to play, which is going to be very difficult, of course. because they have to pass two teams. But one thing that they do have going for them is that they play Greensboro for the three games, the last three games of the first half, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, down there. So if Hudson Valley were to win out, they would pass Greensboro. However, they would still need help from the Blue Claws losing games to get them into the postseason. So they have an outside chance, but the Blue Claws will certainly need Hudson Valley to take care of Greensboro this week. So we'll take a break, and when we have for the anthem, we come back, the lineups in the first pitch. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Vin Avenue, I'm Greg Giamparisi. And today the Blue Claws take on the Wilmington Blue Runs. Blue Claws Phillies affiliates 35-27. Wilmington Nationals affiliate 29-33. Braden Fosnot for Jersey Shore 6-1, 3.74. Luke Young for Wilmington, he's 2-4, the 4.02 ERA. And Vin, a huge afternoon here. Shoretown, final home game of the first half of the Blue Claws. Four games left in the half and a half game behind Greensboro.
Absolutely. And again, Braden Fosnot has, you know, big game of this, biggest game of the season for him, for the Southpaw here today. You know, he's had good stuff. He's got a good fastball. He's got a good mix of breaking pitches. And it's really up to him to command the strike zone in this game. Keep the Blue Rocks off the scoreboard, certainly, and try to limit the amount of attention that they're getting on the base pass. So, I mean, if he can come in and dominate today the way that he's capable of, you know, this will be a big-time win today for the Blue Claws.
And here's the lineup he'll face. It's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, local facilities in Toms River, including Community Medical Center and RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org. Philip Glasser leads off at third, who's hitting .328 of the season. Their best hitter leads off. Viondel Pena's at second base, batting second, then David Lyle at left. Jeremy De La Rosa plays right field, he'll bat fourth. Then Kevin Monte, the shortstop. Matt Suggs is catching, he'll hit sixth. Gavin Dugas will bat seventh, he's at first. Then it's the DH, T.J. White, and batting ninth in center is Jonathan Thomas. Braden Fosnot on the year, 10 starts, 6-1, a 3.74 ERA. 53 innings, 45 hits. He's walked 18. He struck out 52 on the season. Last time out, when he took the mound, he was up 7-0. Blue Claws scored 7 runs at the top of the first inning in Greensboro last Sunday. He takes the mound here, obviously, to start the game. No score. And left-handed hitting Philip Glasser out of Indiana University in Bloomington will get it underway for Wilmington. Blue Claws in their Sunday yellows. They say Jersey Shore in blue across the chest, and the alternate Navy Blues for Wilmington. First pitch of the game, a fastball strike, and we're underway. Count nothing and one. Plate umpire Connor Kroll, base umpire Jamal Allen. First pitch time 105. Game time temperature 74 degrees, sunny skies. And the 0-1, a breaking ball ripped on the right field line into the corner, hooking foul and out of play.
Scary foul ball. He hung that pitch on the inner half of the zone, and Glasser just crushed it, but it got out a little bit out in front of that pitch, and fortunately for Fosnot and the Blue Claws, it's now an 0-2 count.
Braden rocks and deals. Here's the 0-2, and it's a fastball upstairs for a ball. One ball and two strikes on Glasser. 14 hits in his last 33 at-bats. Went to IU, Indiana. 10th round pick of the Nationals last season. Here's the 1-2, and that's a breaking ball, Lou. Defensively for Jersey Shorts, Marion Boyd in left, Justin Crawford in center, Troy Schreffler in right, Eric Brito is at third, Aiden Miller at short, William Bergoya at second, Felix Reyes at first, and Jordan Disson is doing the catching. Blue Claws have the same lineup that they had yesterday with a couple of position switches, the same lineup they had in game two. Here's the 2-2, and a liner down the right field line. Will it stay fair? No. Just hooks foul. One hopper to the Blue Claws bullpen, and it's still two balls, two strikes.
That one almost kind of, it was weird. It was like hung up in the air in the outfield for like a half a second and then just hooked on foul.
So a lot of times, and I don't know if that happened there because it wasn't really up in the air that long, but a lot of times when the wind blows in as it does, what you'll see is it pushes any ball down the line into foul territory. Just pushes it away from the line, and I wonder if that ball got pushed by the wind. Fastball at the knees, got him looking strike three. Good start for Fosnot. He fans Glasser. One up, one down. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day the traditional New York way. Boiled and baked with love.
Yeah, beautiful pitch by Fosnot there. He's mixing up locations. Obviously, Glasser got a hold of a couple pitches, a breaking ball and a fastball, and fouled him off, but Fosnot able to finish him off.
Here's Vandel Pena, switch hitter batting right. He hooks one down the left field line, and that one just hooks foul. Same thing.
It did that.
It
like
got up
swoop
in the air. Yeah, just pushed foul by the wind. The exact same thing that happened to Glasser's ball, which was hit down the other line, the right field line. Glasser being a lefty, and Pena batting right-handed, hooked that one down the left field line. So a break for Fosnot again. Pena 282, no homers, 22 RBI.
Glasser and Pena both coming up there swinging, and well, to their part, swinging a little bit early on the pitch, trying to look for a fastball, recognizing a breaking ball that's hanging, and they end up hooking it foul.
Yeah, that was in the upper third of the zone, middle of the plate. That was not the location I know Braden wanted. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, pulled the string, and Pena way out in front of that. Count is nothing and two. Before the game today, several Blue Claws fathers, or fathers of Blue Claws players to be more specific.
There you go.
Here's the 0-2. Swing and a bouncer foul at the plate. Still 0-2. Throughout first pitches for the Father's Day festivities, including Chuck Fosnot, Braden's father, except he threw to Troy Schreffler because Braden was warming up in the bullpen. All the other fathers threw to their kids. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and a bouncer off third. Brito lunging after it, sliding, gets to his feet, fires to first, and not in time. Pulled Reyes off the bank, but he was, I think, going to be safe anyway, and that'll be a base hit for Vandel Pena. Good effort by Brito sliding to his left, but couldn't get Pena.
To your point, good stop defensively and a strong throw, just not quite on the mark, and a good grab by Reyes to prevent that from going down the line.
Yeah. Even if it was, I don't think they weren't going to get him. I don't think. And that's a
would've
base
close,
hit
yeah.
for Pena. Here's Dalen Lyle at 277, three home runs and 24 runs batted in. Pena 11 out of 12 stealing bases. You have a lefty pitcher, though. Fastball a little bit high. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Lyle, De La Rosa, Made, the next three for the Blue Rocks of Wilmington. 95-mile trip home after the game today. But they'll be back here in a few weeks. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 89 miles an hour. And the count one ball and one strike on Dalen Lyle.
Some nice late movement on that pitch by Fosnot to dunk it in there. Double play depth of the Blue Claws.
With the wind blowing in from center. Picked up again. And that's in the dirt, gets through the five hole of Disson, and rolls back to the screen. Down to second base goes Pena on a wild pitch. So a runner in scoring position with one out. Wilmington's second visit of the season to Shoretown ends today. They are 2-9 here. Blue Claws swept the six-game series back in May, the series that ended on Mother's Day. Obviously, this series ends on Father's Day.
Part of that 11-game winning streak back in May.
Yeah, that was...
For Jersey Shore.
For Jersey Shore, yeah. 6 through 11. Two balls, one strike on Dalen Lyle. And the pitch by Foss. Not swinging, a miss. Snuck another one by him at 89. 2-2. And then this week, Blue Claws have won 3 out of 5. Some of the games have been pretty good.
Yeah.
The game last night was a great game. The game on Tuesday, a 5-4 game, that was a very good game as well. Jordan Disson at the Grand Slam. And the 2-2 is blooped in the air and back of third. Tough play over Brito's head, and it lands just foul. And that's another ball, the third one of the inning for Wilmington. Not scalded, but blooped down the line, and the wind just pushing it foul. The wind blowing straight in. It pushes everything away from the lines. And that one was a dangerous ball for the Blue Claws. That would have been an RBI double.
Yeah, Fosnot's like a cat out there in the top of the first here. He keeps getting all these extra lives on pitches that are flirting with the foul line and end up dunking on foul. So he's got a chance to get out of this. If he could try and get the strikeout of Lyle, it'll leave things with 2 outs and De La Rosa up next.
Pena singled, went on the wild pitch to second, so he's there with 1 out. And a 2-2 from Fosnot is hit high in the air, not deep into right. For Schreffler over towards right center, comes in, Wynn knocks it down. Schreffler has to pick up the pace a bit, and he gets there no problem. For out number 2.
That works and, too.
Yeah, that's just fine. 2 away, and that'll bring up Jeremy Dale, the rest of the right fielder. 188, 2 home runs, and 14 runs batted in for De La Rosa. This season, he began the year with Fredericksburg in the Carolina League, where he was hitting 306 in 16 games before a promotion. This is his 19th game with Wilmington, and Fosnot steps off with the runner Pena getting a decent enough lead off of second base. De La Rosa from Santo Domingo, 22-year-old, batting from the left side. No score in the first. Wilmington a runner at second base and 2 out. Fosnot looks back at the runner, set again, peeks back again. Now he deals, breaking ball inside. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes on Jeremy De La Rosa. As we said before, these teams will play again. 6 games beginning July 1st. 3 there, 3 here. Liner down the right field line. That's a base hit, fair ball, and it rolls into the corner. That'll give Wilmington the lead as Pena scores. De La Rosa is on his way to second. He'll pull in there with a ribby double, and Wilmington out first today with a 1-0 lead. So a liner down the right field line. That was hit pretty hard by De La Rosa, 100 miles an hour off the bat, and another one that was, I think, a little too far up. He was trying to get it to the bottom of the zone, the knees, and just a little higher than he wanted it, and De La Rosa smokes it down the right field line. That was that spot, kind of the lower third, a little off the plate, or a little up from the knees, and a little off the onto the mid towards the middle of the plate, and a lot of lefties like it, down it in the zone, and that one is inside right-handed batting. Kevin Motti, the shortstop, takes ball one, and the count 1-0.
Fosnot will have to make that adjustment, just not just mixing up the location, but keeping the breaking balls a little bit down or in the zone.
1-0 on Mate. And that one is a two-seamer low. 2 balls and no strikes.
Still early enough for Fosnot to establish, you know, more of a game plan here and try and fool the Blue Rocks hitters.
2-0 on Mate, and that is way outside. And the appeal and a check swing, he did not go. Matt Suggs is on deck. First base is open. It wouldn't be a disaster to walk Mate here, but not what Fosnot wants here. He's already allowed to run on 2 hits in this top half of the first inning. And that one is inside, ball 4. So 2 on and 2 out. That was Braden's 22nd pitch of the game. And it'll bring up Matt Suggs, and it will bring to the mound the Blue Claws pitching coach. That is, of course, Brad Ferguson. Brad's 3rd year with Jersey Shore, or with the Blue Claws, I guess. 1 year at 18, the low A Lakewood Blue Claws. And it was back in 2022, and now here again in 2024. And just looking ahead to later, while we have a second, Blue Claws pitchers that did not pitch yesterday, Andrew Baker, Trey Dillard, Stevenson Jimenez, who we will see, Gunnar Mayer, those 4. So you'll definitely see Jimenez at some point in something of a piggyback role or try to get two innings out of him later. He was in the rotation and now kicked back to the bullpen this week with the arrival of George Clausen, who pitched yesterday in the first game. So they'll get Jimenez some work at some point later, but then you also have Baker, Dillard, and Gunnar Mayer for the later innings. Here's Matt Suggs from Wilmington, North Carolina. Curveball is inside. He went to UNC Wilmington. Hitting 205, one home run, and nine RBI. Sixth round pick. Non-drafted free agent signed by the Nationals back in 2022. 1-0 on Suggs. And there's a strike in the inside corner. Fastball. And it's one ball, one strike. Bottom of the first against Luke Young. It'll be Justin Crawford, Aiden Miller, Leandro Pineda. Aiden Miller, one of those that threw out a first pitch to his, or rather that caught a first pitch from his father before the game today. 1-1. That's a two-seamer diving outside. And it's two balls and one strike. So Fossen up to 25 pitches here in the first inning.
All of a sudden losing the strike zone a little bit and losing the plate in the last couple of batters here, and Blue Rocks have him on the ropes.
2-1 is fouled off at home plate, and the count is two balls and two strikes.
You got a pitch to play with here, so I would try to paint the outside corner here. Maybe try to go with a fastball, get him to chase something away. If not, go back inside with a 3-2 pitch.
Two and two on Suggs. And Fosnot's pitch, swing and a miss. High changeup got him strike three. So Fosnot limits the damage, but Wilmington does take the lead. They get a run on two hits and leave two. We played half an inning. Wilmington one. Blue Claws coming up. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up.
Justin Crawford, as usual, leading it off for Jersey Shore, down 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the first inning on a beautiful Father's Day here at Shoretown Ballpark. Crawford in center, Aiden Miller at short, and Leandro Pineda, the DH, will bat third. Felix Reyes at first base hits fourth, then William Bergoglio, the second baseman, and Marion Boyd is in left, batting sixth. Eric Brito's at third base, he'll hit seventh. Batting eighth in right field is Troy Schreffler, and batting ninth at catching is Jordan Disson. So here's Crawford, who of course is Father Carl, played in the big leagues for many years, Tampa, Boston, and the Dodgers. First pitch to Justin is outside from Luke Young, and the count one ball and no strikes. Justin has been on fire lately, 16 for his last 36. Seven multi-hit games in his last eight games played. Here's the 1-0 from Luke Young. That's outside corner, called strike. 299 for Crawford, four homers, 28 ribbies. Lineup is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system. Proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Here's the 1-1, and fouled off. Pitch came high and tight. Crawford couldn't get that bat out of the way. One ball and two strikes.
And certainly if he gets on, too, definitely a threat to steal, and stealing a lot more bases lately, 24 stolen bases on the season for Crawford.
And he hits this one on the ground right side, past the diamond, Dugas out of the right field, another base hit. Justin Crawford is just on fire.
Picking
and
up where he left off.
With nobody out, yeah, for sure. His fourth hit of the doubleheader yesterday, his second hit in Game 2, was actually the game-winning RBI single in the bottom half of the sixth inning. And that one came on a 1-2 pitch. Here's Aiden Miller, who is 3-for-16 with the Blue Claws, but 3-for-7 yesterday, hit a couple of balls really hard. They throw to first, and it gets by the first baseman, Dugas, who leaps over Crawford. Crawford loses his helmet. He's going to third, and Greg Rodzinski will hold him there. A two-base E1 on the pitcher, Luke Young, and Crawford goes first to third.
Fortunes can change quickly, and Crawford, who's a speed demon on the bases, went first to third on a throwing error, and all of a sudden the Blue Claws have a man in scoring position with the second batter of the game, and Aiden Miller looking to make a big mark here, had a big doubleheader yesterday, has played well so far with the Blue Claws over the last week, and a RBI opportunity for him here to get tie the game up.
Yeah, that ball he hit in the first inning yesterday for a triple, he smoked, it was 107 miles an hour off the bat. Infield in for Wilmington. Miller still hasn't seen a pitch yet. Crawford in third. And here's the pitch by Young. And a hard ground ball. Base hit going into right field. So on back-to-back pitches, Crawford and Miller single. Miller drives in Crawford with a base hit to left. And the game is tied at one.
That one took a wicked hop, too, off the infield grass. And that helped propel it into left field. But Miller just took that pitch upper quadrant of the strike zone. Found a hole between short and third.
So the Blue Claws have tied the game already. And here is Leandro Pineda, who takes that one inside. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Pineda's been on fire tonight. Did go 0-for-8 in the doubleheader yesterday. But he's hitting .330 over the last 7 or so weeks. Miller can run, not going, line drive to center. Thomas, the center fielder, backs up a few steps, makes the catch, and one away. Miller will retreat to first base. But a hard hit ball by Leandro Pineda, and one down for Felix Reyes.
Timing just a little bit off on that one. Otherwise, it probably could have gone to the Provident Bank sign in the other side of center field there. Blue Claws still in good shape.
That was 104 off the bat. Here's Reyes, and he looks at a breaking ball in there for a strike, nothing in one. Miller had 10 stolen bases with Clearwater before his promotion on Tuesday. He has 2 in as many attempts with the Blue Claws so far this week. And Young's breaking ball grounded up the middle by Reyes. Long run, Monte gets there behind the back, glove flip to second, and they get Miller. What a play. Oh, my. A spectacular play by Kevin Monte, the shortstop. Greg Brodzinski is going to argue, but
to me, it almost looked like Monte's foot came off the bag.
You mean Pena, the second baseman?
Yeah, Pena.
That's what Bull is going to say. Maybe it did. I'm trying to see if we can see it on the replay.
Close.
No.
Okay.
No. It was on. Jamal Allen had that call right. But what a play by Monte.
Oh, yeah.
He made a sliding grab and a behind-the-back glove flip to second base. That was the only out they were going to get. And they got it. They also erased a fast runner in Miller for a slower-footed runner in Reyes. Here's Willie Bergoya, who takes a strike. Of all the hot hitters we've talked about, I don't know that anybody's hotter than Bergoya, who's 18 for 40 in June with 7 walks and 2 strikeouts.
It's pretty good.
And he's up to .286 on the year with a home run and 24 batted in. And he takes that one outside. He had 5 hits in the game last Sunday in Greensboro. And it was only the 10th time a Blue Claw had ever had 5 hits in a game. Bergoya hitting .371 since April 30th as well. And the pitch by Young. Squibbed off the end of the bat, a roller left side. Picked up by the bare hand of Young. Throws to first in time to get Bergoya. Good play by Luke Young. Not an easy play. Fielding a spinning grounder with a bare hand.
Yeah.
And he threw a strike to first. One run on 2 hits, 1 left. 1-1 to the second on Valley Live BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Each team with a run in the first inning, so it's 1-1 as we start the top half of the second on Father's Day here at Shoretown Ballpark. Gavin Dugas, who won a national championship with LSU last year, will lead it off here for the Blue Rocks. He was a sixth-round pick out of Houma, Louisiana, at LSU. Change-up from Foston, Anthony's for a called strike, and the count nothing and one. So Braden ended up throwing 27 pitches in that first inning. So we'll try to limit that pitch count in this inning. Swing and a miss there. Another changeup. Dugas out in front. It's 0-2. Dugas, 6 for 32 so far this year with Wilmington. He's only been here for a little while. Hit 340 in 27 games with Fredericksburg. That one just missed outside. Another changeup. And it's 1-2. Father's Day is always a special day at the park. We'll have the postgame father-child catch on the field after. It's just gorgeous out. Here's the 1-2, and that's way outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
I think Vosna's trying to establish that changeup and try and make it unhittable. He left too many of them hanging in the first inning and only came away with just allowing the one run.
Here's a high pop, shallow left, backpedaling. Miller makes the call, sunglasses on, called up by Boyd, who rushes in, slides it, can't get it. Miller lost the ball, and that'll be a base hit. He didn't see it, so that'll be a two-base hit for Gavin Dugas. Miller just never saw it, lost it in the sun. And Boyd, by the time he realized that Miller didn't see it, made a heck of an effort after it, but slid and couldn't get it. Miller kind of put his hands up, and, you know, obviously we can't hear him, but you see,
right.
You don't know, is he saying, I got it, or is he saying, I don't know where it is? And in that case, unfortunately, it was the latter. So that will turn into a leadoff double for Dugas and bring up T.J. White, the designated hitter for Wilmington. And that pitch is a little bit low, 1-0 on White.
Thought Boyd was going to make another highlight reel kind
of
catch.
Yeah, he almost did. He got a glove on it.
Yeah, good backup, though, by the left fielder.
Here's a half swing, pop-up foul, first base sign, 1-1. White at 135, 2 homers, 17 RBIs. He was drafted in the fifth round in 2021 by the Nationals out of high school in Spartanburg, South Carolina. He'll turn 21 years old coming up on July 23rd. So still 20, one of the younger players in the league. And 1-1, a little bit high for a ball, 2-1. So that pop-up miscue changes the inning around. It would have been obviously one out, nobody on. Instead, runner at second. And nobody out for Wilmington. And the pitch is a breaking ball strike on the outside corner. And it's 2-2. It looked like kind of a backdoor cutter slider from Braden Foster.
Yeah, had a lot of late movement, but it like clipped that outside part of the plate. Foster needs the strikeout here, or at least infield pop or something.
Miller over in the hole at short. Bergoya near the bag at second. Fosnot steps on. Reyes, the first baseman, is way off the line. Remember, you can't overshift anymore, but
right.
They might, if they could, which they can't, but they might do that with a guy like White. 2-2. Swinging a bouncer to short for Miller. Holds the runner at second. Throws a little high to first, but Reyes reels it in. And there's one man away. Miller knew that was a good play. He knew he had White, a slower runner, heading up the first baseline there. So he did not rush the throw. Took his time and took an extra half step to hold Dugas at second. So that's exactly what the doctor ordered for Fosnot. Get an out without advancing the runner. Here's Jonathan Thomas hitting 187. No homers, 10 RBIs. Does have 12 steals. Dugas at second, now one man away. Thomas had two hits in game two of the doubleheader last night. Showed bunt and takes a fastball high for ball one. It's 1-0.
Almost looked like the Blue Claws had the wheel play on. Bergoya was coming up from his spot at second base to field the throw just in case Dugas decided to take off for third.
Thomas had 226, four homers in Fredericksburg last year. This is his 39th appearance of this season. Shows bunt again, pulls back, and again takes high. And Connor Kroll, the plate umpire, asked Jamal Allen, the base umpire, if he had pulled back in time. He did, so it's ball two, 2-0. Thomas, a 19th-round pick in 2022 out of Texas Southern. He's from Fresno, Texas.
Smart attempt by the Blue Rocks trying to bunt over the runner here in a tight game early. And
well, he's bunting for a hit. Here's the 2-0, and that's in there for a strike. I mean, he's not going to sacrifice with one out. You get the runner at third with two out. That doesn't do him much good. But Thomas is very
right.
Fast. So, yeah, he just wants to get one down and try to leg it out. Brito in at third, and Felix Reyes in at first. And Chose Bunt again pops it up. Fosnot says, I got it over toward the line, and first base side makes the catch. Two away.
Heads up alertness by Braden Fosnot there. Obviously, that's not the bunt Thomas wanted to make, but it's fortuitous for the Blue Claws there, and Fosnot able to get a big time out here and keep the runner at second. Didn't barrel it quite the way Thomas wanted to on that bunt attempt, and worked out for the Blue Claws.
Yeah, now they have to deal, though, with Glasser, who's hitting 326 on the season. One of the better hitters in the league. And Fosnot's first pitch is cut on and missed. He was a nice find, a 10th-round pick out of Indiana last year. And he could play all over the place. He is playing at third base today. Fosnot, the lefty, against the lefty. Glasser, the 0-1, is a breaking ball. Jammed him. He pops it up, foul out of play. He began the year with Fredericksburg at 381. In 15 games before joining Wilmington. And he's 19 for 47, 404 so far in June with the Blue Rocks. 0-2 the count, and the pitch is just off the outside corner.
Well, Fosnot watched that.
Fosnot, Miller, Bergoya, Brito, Crawford all took steps toward the dugout. The pitch was close, maybe a smidge outside.
Yeah.
So 1-2 on Glasser. 1-1 game, top of the second. Breaking ball, line sharply to center. Crawford is there, comes in a few steps, makes the catch, and then retires the sign. So Fosnot pitches around that sun-aided double. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. 1.5 complete, 1-1 game. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey,
Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
The Marriott Boyd League and off here for Jersey Shore. We hit the bottom of the second inning, and the Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks are tied at one. But Vin, nice work by Fosnot there, pitching around that sun-aided double to start the second.
Yeah, he had better control of his changeup that inning, and that allowed for some easy fly ball outs.
Here's Boyd, and he fouls one off down the right field line, nothing and one. So Boyd at 220, home run, 16 RBIs. He'll be followed by Eric Brito and Troy Schreffler. And he bounces one to third, scooped up by Glasser, running throw in plenty of time. So Boyd grounds out, one up, one down, and then he'll bring up Eric Brito against the right-hander Luke Young, who pitched earlier in this series on Tuesday and gave up a grand slam to Jordan Disson. Six innings, five runs in that ball game for Young. It was really one bad pitch that Disson crushed for a grand slam. That one is outside. And the count, one ball and no strikes on Brito. He's at 263, a home run, 16 batted in, and 10 stolen bases. 1-0 outside corner, 1-1. Brito went over 3 yesterday, but did draw 3 walks in that doubleheader. Third baseman Glasser backs up. Curveball, line sharply to short. Jumping up on it. Can't get it off his glove. And it glances out into left field for a base hit for Eric Brito. Third hit for Jersey Shore.
That ball was tattooed. And Mane made a nice attempt at trying to snag that in the air, but it went just off the mid into left field. Big hit for Brito to get a man aboard here in the second inning. A hero from last night coming up.
Troy Schreffler, who was 3-for-3 with a two-run game-tying double in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Seven-inning game. Takes a fastball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And, you know, he stood up and he hit the ball. He crushed it. And he kind of watched it for half a second. I asked him today if he thought he was gone. He said, no. I was just so happy because I screwed up two bunts earlier in the at-bat. And he bounces it foul behind home plate. It's one ball and two strikes. Troy caught a first pitch from his dad, Troy Sr., today. And also caught a first pitch from Chuck Fosnot, Braden's dad. Braden appointed Troy to catch the first pitch from his dad because Fosnot couldn't. He was warming up in the bullpen. 1-2, runner goes. Pitch outside, throw to second. In time they got him. Brito not happy. Thrown out for the fourth time this year. Jamal Allen nails him at second. Perfect throw by Suggs. I thought Brito beat it.
Same.
And they call him out.
He had a nice slide.
Did not go argue.
It looked like he timed it just right. I mean, great tag and everything, but I thought Brito just got in there.
1-2 on Troy Schreffler. And the pitch is cut on it for strike three. So that retires the side. No runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head into the top of the third. 1-1 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
1-1 game, top half of the third. Blue Claws and the Grasshoppers, or sorry, in the Grasshoppers, the Blue Rocks of Wilmington as the Blue Claws chase the Grasshoppers. Greensboro a half-game lead on Jersey Shore coming into today. They are in action at Winston-Salem at 2 o'clock. Here's Vandel Pena, and the first pitch, hot shot down third, past the dive of Brito, and down the left field line. Extra bases for Pena, who's headed towards second, loses his helmet, ball dug out in left field by Boyd. He plays it into third, and another leadoff double for Wilmington, second straight inning, this one by Pena, and that'll bring up Dalen Lyle, Jeremy De La Rosa, and then Kevin Mata. And this will be tougher to get out of here because you have 3-4-5 coming up. Bostock gave up the sun-aided double that Aiden Miller lost in the sun in the second inning, but then he had 8-9-1.
Pena came out there looking to hit and just scorched it down the left field line.
Yeah, 98 miles an hour off the bat. Here's Dalen Lyle. And he swings over a breaking ball, nothing in one. So we said half game back, just for a little more context. Only four games left in the first half.
Yeah.
Between, in the Sally League. First half ends after the play on Thursday. And then everything starts fresh on Friday. Here's the 0-1. And that's on the outside corner, called strike. Another game that we're tracking for you, Lakeland and Clearwater, or pennant race that we're tracking. The Phillies, low A affiliate in Clearwater, is tied up with Lakeland, who's playing a doubleheader today. Threshers have one game, so they will not play the same number of games. 0-2 pitch, popped them up. Left side, Miller backpedaling. Wynn pushes it over towards left center. Crawford coming in. Miller has to go way back into left center, and the shortstop makes the catch for the first down. One away. And that brings up Jeremy De La Rosa.
The wind started picking up as that ball went into the air, and Miller had to go back a few more steps to track that one down. And you saw Crawford and Boyd coming in from left and center, respectively, to back him up there. But that was a tough play for Miller and a big out.
So Clearwater leads their game 4-1 in the sixth. They're going to play nine. Lakeland is leading Fort Myers 4-3, bottom six of game one. Of their two, runner bolts for third. Fosnot sees it, turns, throws to Brito. They tag him out, two away.
What alertness by Jordan Disson alerting Braden Fosnot on the mound, and all he had to do was throw it over to Brito at third. Pena just got a great jump. He wasn't being held on at second base.
Oh, it was too good.
Yeah.
It was too good of a jump.
Hey, and just like that, Blue Claws work out of a jam.
Now two out, nobody on. Curveball strike to De La Rosa, and the count nothing and one. Crowd still trickling into Shoretown Ballpark. You knew it would be kind of a later arriving crowd today.
Yeah.
Check swing, and he went around, and it's 0-2 because after the game, you're going to see tons of people go on the field for the postgame father-child catch on the field. 0-2 on De La Rosa. Fosnot ready to go, looks for his third strikeout and bounces a breaking ball, count 2-2. So if he gets De La Rosa, he will have pitched around leadoff doubles in both the second and third innings to keep this a 1-1 game.
Little help from his friends on defense here today.
Yeah, the 1-2 pitch. Curveball pulled softly up first and foul. And it's still 1-2. Blue Claws will have Jordan Disson, Justin Crawford, and Aiden Miller coming up in the bottom of the third.
Disson's starting to cook a little at the plate.
Yeah, he has two homers in the last 7 days. Fastball in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Fosnot, one of the few guys to pitch for both the Blue Claws and the Trenton Thunder. Or play for. Thunder, the Yankees double-A affiliate for many years. That one, a check swing foul bag. Now they're an MLB Draft League affiliate, and that's where Fosnot played in 2022. He was not drafted and ended up shortly after the draft signing with the Phillies. His favorite team growing up. 2-2 pitch, curveball, check swing, he went around, strike three. So Fosnot does get that third strikeout, batting De La Rosa, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, nobody left. We have played 2.5, and it's 1-1 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
1-1 game. We head to the bottom of the third at Shoretown Ballpark. And Jordan Disson will lead it off for Jersey Shore against right-hander Luke Young. Justin Crawford, who singled in the first inning and scored, is on deck. And then Aiden Miller, who also singled, driving in Crawford with a Blue Claws run. Disson takes it inside. He homered off Young, in fact, a grand slam in the Blue Claws win on Tuesday. A 5-4 win. He gave him a 4-1 lead with a grand slam in the fifth and a curveball in there for a called strike, and the count is 1-1 on Disson. You hear the doorbells and the barks because it's a dog day Sunday. Breaking ball outside, 2 balls, 1 strike, so they'll play the doorbell sound effect, and you'll hear a lot of dogs bark. It's always funny. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, big cut by Disson, swing and a miss. Jordan has 6 homers on the year. He's at an even 200, 6 home runs, 23 RBIs. Only Leandro Pineda, who has 7, has more home runs than Disson. Blue Claws have 40 on the year. 18 of them came in 2 road series in the South, in Hickory and Greensboro, where the ball just flies differently than it does up here. That's way inside. Curveball, 3-2.
Is Disson saying that hit him, or yeah, did he think it was ball 4?
He was trying to say maybe it hit him, but I guess it didn't. Connor Kroll.
Well, it gives him an opportunity to get a hit.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. The last couple weeks, there's the 3-2 pitch. And a fly ball hit well out of the center. Thomas ranging back. He's got room in front of the track. And he makes the grab, retiring Disson for the first out. Justin Crawford tried to bunt. Couldn't get a bunt down a couple of weeks ago against Brooklyn on May 31st, and then hit a grand slam. And then last night, Schreffler couldn't get a bunt down and ended up smashing a 2-run double up the gap in left center.
Sometimes it works out for the better.
Exactly. Here's Crawford, 1 out, nobody on, fouled back under the screen, 2 balls, 1 strike.
Crawford had an adventurous time on the bases last time. Hit that rocket single and then went first to third on an errant throw.
And the 0-1 outside. And 1-1. Yeah, the errant pickoff throw.
He's got some speed.
Corners in, middle back. One out, nobody on. Inside and low. And the count is 2-1. He has seven multi-hit games in his last eight games, which is just unheard of, including a four-hit game last Sunday. Here's the 2-1. Takes that one at the knees for a strike. He thought it was low. And the count is 2-2.
Yeah, got to protect the plate here.
Either thought it was lower inside, but it was in the zone. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And a hard ground ball the other way. That sneaks through. Base hit. Into left field. Another hit for Crawford, who is 18 for his last 38 and has eight multi-hit games in his last nine games played. He's at first with one away for Aiden Miller.
And that's when you know you're hitting good, when you could hit to all fields and just take the pitch, find a hole, whether it's in the air or just a solid grounder. I mean, Crawford's doing everything at the plate. Let's see if he takes off here and tries to take a base.
Certainly would not be surprised. Suggs did throw out Brito, though, in the last inning, for what that's worth, but that won't deter Crawford. Long hold. First pitch to Miller is in there for a called strike. Suggs had a good year throwing out base dealers, 9 out of 22. Actually, now 10 out of 23. Miller at base hit to left field his first time. He's 1-for-1. Breaking ball hit high in the air. Down the left field line, not that deep, foul ground. Over goes Mane, back goes Glasser, the third baseman. Mane reaching out near the railing, and did he catch it? Yes, he did. Crawford tags, goes to second. They throw there and got him. Heck of a play by Kevin Mane. He's made two spectacular defensive plays here tonight. That time, the rarely seen 6-4 tag-up double play, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, and nobody left. We have played three innings, and we're tied at one on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Top of the fourth, tied at one. Here's Finn.
Well, Greg, I thank you. And go to the top of the fourth inning. Blue Rocks will send up 5-6-7. Kevin Mate leading things off and taking a pitch outside 1-0. Mate walked in the first inning. Fosnot trying to battle through another inning. Deals a fastball low. Count 2-0. He's been trying to find that location. He's trying to mix up the fastball and the changeup a good amount as well. The 2-0 is in there for a strike. 2-1. 1-4-1 for Wilmington. 1-4-0 for Jersey Shore as we play here in the top half of the fourth. Fosnot deals. That one scorched foul to the Wilmington dugout. Ricochets into left field. And the count 2-2. Both teams scored a run in the first. Different ways. RBI double for De La Rosa, scoring Pena in the first inning. Got Wilmington on the scoreboard. Infield playing back for Jersey Shore, except Reyes at first, and that pitch to the backstop. Breaking ball got by Jordan Disson, and the count is full on the Blue Rocks five-hole hitter. Mate playing shortstop has looked good defensively so far today. 3-2. Hit high in the air in the center. Crawford's got a beat on it, heading toward the warning track and makes a catch, touching up against the wall for a loud first out. That one took Justin Crawford on a journey toward the high wall in left center. That Suggs, the hitter, struck out swinging to end things in the first. 203 on the season, one home run, nine RBIs. There's an OBP of 280. One out, pitch from Fasnacht is on the outer half. Fastball, strike one. Defenses look spectacular for the Blue Claws so far here today. It'll be an 0-1. Hit high in the air and to left. It's going to chase Imarian Boyd toward the track, and that one will get onto the berm. Foul. Souvenir for a lucky fan here at Shoretown Ballpark. Count 0-2 on Matt Suggs at the plate. Wind has been turning in a couple different directions, mostly blowing in. Good amount toward left center. We saw in the last inning, Aiden Miller had to drift out a few extra feet to make a catch in shallow left. And Suggs makes the long walk back to the plate, calls time, wants a couple seconds to think things over before facing the 0-2 from Braden Fasnacht. Biggest start of the season for him. Obviously, Blue Claws need this win today and to try and take the first three of the series coming up with Brooklyn this week. The 0-2. Fouled off. First base side out of play. And into the seats. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Alongside Greg Jamberisi, I am Vin Abenu. Thanks for joining us here. Sunday afternoon, the 0-2. Swinging a chopper foul behind the plate. So Suggs putting together an at-bat against the Blue Claws left-hander. Reyes a few feet away from the first base bag playing in. Everybody else in the Blue Claws infield playing back. The 0-2 is outside with the breaking ball and the count 1-2 on Suggs. Outfield has shifted a little bit as well. More so Justin Crawford, not in dead center, a little bit toward left center. And pitch in the dirt, 2-2. And Marion Boyd playing a little bit back. Ada Miller on the lip of the outfield grass at shortstop. It'll be a 2-2. Fasnacht to Suggs. Pitch is a chopper over to Aiden Miller. The throw beats him. Good snag by Felix Reyes at the other end. There's two away here in the fourth. Two outs, and that'll bring up Gavin Dugas. Hitting 206 on the season, a homer and an RBI. On base percentage of 341. Fasnacht and company looking to have a nice 1-2-3 inning. Keep Wilmington off the scoreboard for another frame. Pitch is in there. Upper quadrant of the strike zone, nothing and one on the Blue Rocks first baseman. Fasnacht in a groove here, working quickly. And deals a little bit low. They check with the field umpire. He did not go around. Count 1-1. And the pitch from Fasnacht. Breaking ball finds the outer half. 1-2. Just the one run allowed for Fasnacht. Back in the first inning. 1-1 here, top half of the fourth. The 1-2. Fouled off onto the roof here at Shoretown above the suite level. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Beautiful Father's Day here at Shoretown Ballpark. And it'll be a 1-2 again. Chopper over to third. The long throw and the scoop by Reyes. Unable to come up with it. Extended the glove. It got right by him. And that's going to be ruled an E5 on the third baseman, Brito. Looked like it was flirting with the foul line. It stayed fair. Brito picked it up. Threw a strike over to first. And Reyes unable to come up with it. But the throw took Reyes away from the bag. So runner on at first with two outs. And T.J. White, the hitter, takes a look at a pitch on the outside corner. Nothing in one. White grounded to shortstop in the second inning, hitting 134 on the season. Two home runs, 17 RBIs. Dugas leads off first. That one's scorched foul to the netting. Quickly 0-2 on White. Blue Claws will have 3-4-5 coming up in the bottom half of the fourth. Pineda, Reyes, and Bergoya. It'll be an 0-2. Fasnacht deals. Runners take it off. Throw down to second from Disson. And he is out! Gavin Dugas caught trying to take second base by Jordan Disson. And that ends the things here in the top of the fourth. No runs. No hits, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth, tied up at one. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Alongside Greg Jamberisi, I am Vin Abenu. Thanks for joining us here. Sunday afternoon from Shoretown Ballpark. Big game for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Needing to win today, and likely the first three against Brooklyn coming up this week to win the SAL Northern Division. Leandro Pineda kicking things off here in the bottom of the fourth. Takes a pitch low, 1-0. Flew out to center field. It was a rocket of a fly ball out there to center, caught by De La Rosa. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Pulled the strings on a changeup, and the count 1-1. Pineda will be fouled by Reyes and Bergoya here for the Blue Claws in the fourth against Luke Young. The 1-1. Skied in the air to left. Lyle drifting over a few feet to make the catch, and there's one away here in the bottom of the fourth. So Pineda has put the bat on the ball. Unable to come up with results he's looking for. Struggled in the doubleheader yesterday, but he's been the Blue Claws' top RBI man and has been scorching at the plate for most of the last month and a half. One gone, here's Felix Reyes, and smokes that foul behind the plate to the netting. Reyes reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning, hitting .214 on the season, one home run, 14 RBIs. Young delivers, and Reyes skies it in the air, foul, and hitting into the seats down the right field line. Quickly 0-2. Blue Rocks playing back in the infield. Playing Reyes straight up, infield, outfield. Young looks in for the sign. Deals. Popped up. Foul ground, and that one will head on into the seats. Giving it a look was Gavin Dugas. And Reyes slowing down the at-bat here, fouling off back-to-back pitches down the right field first base line. Hitting cleanup today for Jersey Shore. William Bregoia up next. The 0-2 is up high from Young, the count 1-2. One run, four hits, one error for Wilmington and Jersey Shore as we play here in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-2. Reyes hits it in the air to right. And coming over a few feet to make the catch is De La Rosa. And there are two away. He dropped the ball, but he was trying to, he was on the transfer, trying to throw it into the infield. Two quick outs here in the bottom of the fourth. And William Bregoia, the hitter, grounded back to the mound in the first inning. Bregoia came into the game hitting .371 since the calendar turned over to May. Up here in the bottom of the fourth, looks at a pitch low in the dirt, 1-0. Bregoia, the number 12 prospect in the Phillies organization, hitting .284 on the season, a homer, 24 RBIs. And looks at a fastball low in the zone. 2-0. Patient at the plate is the Blue Claws' second baseman. Look good at defensively all year. 2-0 from Young. Is a little bit low and inside. 3-0. So Bregoia in the driver's seat here. Three balls, no strikes. Two outs here in the bottom half of the fourth. Young starting to work quickly here. Deals. Strike on the outside corner. Bregoia taken all the way. The count 3-1. Emarion Boyd up next for Jersey Shore. The 3-1 to Bregoia. He thought it was ball four. He's going to have to come on back as that one touched on the outer half of the strike zone. So from 3-0 to 3-2 with two outs. Two flyouts in the inning. Pitch to Bregoia is a chopper over to second. Clean throw to first from Pena, and that'll do it. Blue Claws go down in order. 1-2-3 here in the bottom half of the fourth. Tied up at one as we go to the fifth inning on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB-TV. Go to the top of the fifth inning. Alongside Greg Jamborisi, I am Vin Epineau. Thanks for joining us here. Sunday afternoon from Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Big game for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Half game behind Greensboro coming into today. Greensboro getting underway. Braden Fosnot deals up and away to TJ White. T.J. White had an 0-2 count on him when Kevin Dugas was caught trying to steal second base, so he gets another opportunity here in the fifth and hits it into left field, and that'll go down the left field line and fair. On his horse to second is T.J. White in there with a stand-up double to lead things off here in the fifth. T.J. White got a good look at Braden Fosnot last inning and came up there looking to swing here in the fifth, and the Blue Rocks have a runner in scoring position. T.J. White, who grounded a short back in the second, now 1-for-2 on the day. Here's Jonathan Thomas trying to bunt his way on with a single, and his first step out of the game in the second inning ended up popping it up, and that one was caught by Braden Fosnot coming off the mound toward the first baseline. Infield in at the corners for Jersey Shore, double play depth, almost up the middle. Everybody moves back. Braden Fosnot deals outside, 1-0 the count on the Blue Rocks center fielder. T.J. White leads off second. Tied up at one here in the fifth. Fosnot checks on the runner. Now deals Thomas a bunts it again up in the air. This one caught by Eric Brito in foul territory and a huge out for Jersey Shore. Thomas tried bunting his way on again, and for the second time this game, it was caught by a Blue Claws infielder. Blue Claws defense and Braden Fosnot have been able to work into and out of a few different jams since the first inning and keep the Blue Rocks off the scoreboard. Looking to mirror that here in the fifth. One on, one out. Pitch, a strike on the outside corner to Philip Glasser. Top hitter on the team for the Blue Rocks. Certainly one of the best in the South Atlantic League. White taking a lead off second. Fast now gives him a look. Now deals to Glasser. Chopper to short. Miller's got one play. He's going to fire over to first and retire Glasser. Two gone here in the fifth. Glasser, who obviously came in as the top hitter for the Blue Rocks, now 0-for-3 on the day with a strikeout looking, a fly out to center, and that ground ball over to shortstop. So one out away are the Blue Claws from another inning of defensive magic. Yandel Pena, the hitter, hitting .290 on the season. No home runs, 22 RBIs. Singled and scored a run in the first inning. Doubled in the third and drives that one into left field, and that'll go just foul. Yandel Pena nearly gave the Blue Rocks a lead with an RBI double down the left field line. Instead, Pena will go back to the plate, and T.J. White will walk back to third. Pena, that single, run scored in the first, also moved up to second base on a wild pitch. Had a double in the third inning, nearly had another one here in the fifth. 2-for-2 on the day is the Blue Rocks second baseman. 0-1 count on him here. Blue Claws infield playing back except for Brito at third. Pitch from Fosnot is outside, 1-1. Some stretching going on in the Blue Rocks bullpen and in the Jersey Shore bullpen. 1-1, Fosnot to Pena. Pitch. Grounder to the right side. Throw is in time from Bregoia. And how about that for Braden Fosnot and the Blue Claws defense, working into and out of trouble after a leadoff double here in the fifth to keep it at 1-1. We're going to the bottom of the fifth on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Blue Claws and Blue Rocks tied up at one. Playoff-type game here for Jersey Shore, needing a win today after splitting a doubleheader last night. Half game out of first place behind Greensboro coming into the day. Emarion Boyd leading things off here, bottom of the fifth, and drives that one in the air to right. And drifting over, heading towards the foul line to make the catch is Jeremy De La Rosa. One quick out here in the bottom of the fifth as Boyd flies out. He's 0-for-2 on the day. Here's Eric Brito. Made that nice catch off the bunt attempt by Jonathan Thomas in the top frame. Now an opportunity to do something big offensively. Had a single in the second inning, was later caught stealing. Brito hitting 267 on the season, showing bunt, pulling back and taking strike one with a breaking ball in the outer part of the plate. One home run, 16 RBIs. Troy Schreffler up next for Jersey Shore. And that pitch is low from Luke Young, 1-1. Big crowd here at Shoretown Ballpark on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. 1-1 is hit in the air to left center. Will it fall? No, it'll fall into the mitt. Not on the ground of Dalen Lyle. And there's two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. So both teams trying to find a way to get that extra run. 1-1 after one, and both teams have been held off the scoreboard since. Infield playing back now with two gone. Here's Troy Schreffler. Big double last night in the second end of a doubleheader. Takes a look at a pitch low, 1-0. He struck out swinging in the second inning. Schreffler hitting 247 overall in the season. Three home runs, 13 RBIs. OBP of 302, and that one swung on and missed. Pulled the strings on a breaking ball in the count 1-1. Action continuing in the Blue Claws bullpen. So we'll see if Fosna comes out for the sixth. The 1-1. Breaking ball up high. Curve ball didn't drop enough for Luke Young. It'll be a 2-1. And the pitch spoiled foul by Schreffler in the count 2-2. More of a defensive swing there. Calls time. Wants a moment to think things over here before a big 2-2 offering. Blue Claws went down in order last inning, and because of a double play, went down in order in the third. Last hit was Crawford before that Brito. It'll be a 2-2. Called strike three, and the inning is over. Schreffler down looking, and the Blue Claws go down in order here in the fifth. Still tied at one. We're going in inning number six here on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB-TV. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Blue Rocks, Blue Claws tied up at 1-5-1 for Wilmington, 1-4-1 for Jersey Shore. Alongside Greg Jamborisi, I am Vin Abinu. Thanks for joining us. Braden Fosnut back out there for his sixth inning of work and deals a strike with a fastball in the outer half to Dalen Lyle. 0-1. Lyle flew out to right field in the first inning, popped out to short in the third. High pop foul, third base side, and inning into the seats. 0-2. Ricocheted off the chair over there. Lyle playing left field for the Blue Rocks calls time here. Had that nice catch off the bat of Brito in the bottom of the fifth. Action continuing in the Blue Claws bullpen. Foss not out there for now. It'll be an 0-2. And that one misses. Good snag there by Jordan Disson behind the plate. Count now 1-2. Blue Claws playing Lyle straight up. It'll be a 1-2 from Fosnot, and that fastball cooks a little bit too inside in the count 2-2. Dalen Lyle hitting 274 on the season, 3 home runs, 24 RBIs. The 2-2. Skied high in the air, shallow right field. Making the call and making the catch as he gets back onto the infield is William Bergoya. And there's one away here in the sixth. Fosnut's had the good fastball cooking, and he's found a way to work in that changeup since he struggled with it in the first inning plus. He's been able to locate it a little bit better, and his defense has come up big here today. Here's Jeremy De La Rosa, and a grounder to Bergoya. Easy play for 3, and there's 2 gone here in the sixth. Look on his defense. Playing top-notch here today. Two quick outs. Here's Kevin Mate. Mate walked in the first inning, flew out to center field. Nice catch by Justin Crawford on the run in the fourth inning. And it looks like that may be all. What an outing for Braden Fosnut. 5 2/3 innings. Greg Brzezinski is going to take the ball from him, and pitching change here at Shoretown Ballpark in Jersey Shore, and Braden Fosnot's going to get a much-deserved round of applause and ovation as he heads into the dugout. Big game for the left-hander, and he came up big here today. Give you some of the numbers coming up on the new pitcher. Blue Claws and Blue Rocks tied at 1. As the Blue Claws make the Provident Bank call to the bullpen here in the sixth. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Andrew Baker into the game for the Blue Claws. Comes into a friendly situation. Bases empty. 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. And Baker will go up against Kevin Mate. And deals, pumps in a fastball there for a strike, nothing and 1. Infield playing back except for Reyes at first. That one doesn't matter as it's scorched onto the roof here at Shoretown Ballpark. Nothing and 2 the count on the Blue Rock shortstop. Blue Rocks bullpen empty. There was some stretching going on earlier. So it looks like Luke Young will come out for the bottom of the sixth. The 0-2. Called strike three, and the inning is over. Baker didn't realize that was out number three, and Aiden Miller reminds him, says, hey, good job, out number three. 1-2-3 go the Blue Rocks here at the top of the sixth. Still tied at one. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Jordan Disson will lead things off for the Blue Claws, be followed by Justin Crawford and Aiden Miller. Disson flew out to center field in his first at-bat in the third. It's a lengthy at-bat. He's been starting to cook a little bit more at the plate, including hitting a couple home runs, hitting 198 now on the season, six home runs, 23 RBIs. Luke Young back out there for his sixth inning of work, and that one hits Jordan Disson in the back. So gets aboard the painful way here to get things going in the sixth. And that'll bring up Justin Crawford. Crawford singled. Went first to third on an E1 on a pickoff attempt and scored a run in the first inning. Singled in the third and was thrown out on a 6-4 double play throwout. Third at bat of the day and a big one here in the bottom of the sixth. Tied to one. Showing bunt pulling back, taking ball one. Drawing the infield in a tad as Philip Glasser came charging up from third base. Jordan Disson leads off first, being held on by Dugas. 1-0 the count on Crawford, and he flies that one in to left. Stays up in the air long enough for Lyle to track it down. One gone here in the sixth. And that'll bring up Aiden Miller. Miller singled in the first, had the RBI single that drove in Justin Crawford, the lone run of the game for Jersey Shore. Tied to one here in the bottom of the sixth. Miller hit that pop-up into foul territory that was caught and ended up into a double play. Disson leads off first. That pitch in the dirt, and Suggs can't find it. He does, and Disson stays put at first base. Leandro Pineda, the Blue Claws RBI leader, up next. So Miller trying to get aboard and give Pineda a chance to drive in a run or two. The 1-0. Is outside, 2-0. Miller just called up from Clearwater about a week ago. Philly's first overall pick in the draft in 2023. And it'll be a 2-0. And that hit him. Trying to get out of the way. And it looks like he did just that. Had to pull in his hands off the bat. And just able to narrowly avoid getting hit. Unless it went off the bat. Called a strike. It looks like it must
hit the bat as he was trying to get out of the way.
Well, 2-1 the count.
Disson leads off first. One gone here in the bottom of the sixth. Tied at one. Jersey Shore and Wilmington. And the pitch is driven in the air to left. Down halfway. Going toward the foul line and into the seats. Into the third base picnic area here at Shoretown Ballpark. So the wind's been whipping around a little bit here. Blowing toward left center. And maybe on a day with no wind, a hit by Miller may have had a chance of going onto the berm and left. It'll be a 2-2 to the Blue Claws shortstop with Disson leading off first. Young delivers. That one swung on and fouled off at the plate. We'll do it again. 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error for Wilmington. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error for Jersey Shore. Miller hitting 222 on the year since coming up to Jersey Shore. No home runs, 3 RBIs. Disson leads off first. That one swung on and missed by Miller. And there's two gone here in the sixth. So after the hit-by pitch to Jordan Disson, Crawford flies out to left. And Miller strikes out. Here's Leandro Pineda. Flew out to center field in the first inning, to left in the fourth. Had a tough night, a hitless night yesterday in the doubleheader. Blue Claws RBI leader with 41, 7 home runs on the season. Takes a pitch outside and away, 1-0. Pineda also hitting 294. Had been scorching hot coming into yesterday's game, hitting well over 300. And it'll be a 1-0. And Pineda looks at a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Some stretching going on in the Wilmington bullpen. Nobody throwing just yet. And it'll be a 1-1 to Pineda. Holds the strings and looks like he tipped it off the hand of the catcher, Suggs. 1-2. Big game for Jersey Shore coming into today. A half game back, Greensboro for first place in the Sal North Division. Needing a win today. The 1-2 to Pineda. Hit into right center. That'll fall for a base hit. Disson will stop at second base. And a big two-out single by Leandro Pineda. And the Blue Claws have something cooking here with two out. So Pineda breaking that 0-for-10. With a big-time single. Felix Reyes, the cleanup hitter today for Jersey Shore, now up, hitting 212 on the season, one home run, 14 RBIs. On-base percentage of 282. Runners lead first and second, two outs here in the bottom half of the sixth. Young delivers. That one hit in the air to center, heading toward the track, and up against the wall. Brzezinski saying home run. Umpire saying home run. Goodbye, Felix Reyes. A huge three-run home run off the facing of the real estate sign in left center. Coming up clutch is the cleanup hitter, and the Blue Claws take a 4-1 lead here in the sixth. Reyes gave that one a ride. Just took that pitch upper half, and just like that, Blue Claws with another late rally. And that one hit into left field, and the hits keep coming for Jersey Shore as Bergoya hits it into left. So some two-out rally by the Blue Claws. And that'll bring out a mound visit here. There's been some stretching on and off in the Blue Rocks bullpen, and now looks like, well, at least one or two relievers are going to start throwing momentarily. A Marion Boyd now the hitter for Jersey Shore. another mound visit remaining. Boyd on the day. Grounded to third in the second inning. Flew out to right field in the fifth. Bergoglio leads off first with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. The Blue Claws have scored three. And that pitch in the dirt from Young to Boyd, 1-0. Eric Brito on deck. And action stalled in the Wilmington bullpen. The 1-0 is chopped over to short. Taking the easy route is Kevin Mate, and that'll do it. But three big runs in the inning on the Felix Reyes. Three-run home run to left center. We go to the seventh inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. Jersey Shore leads Wilmington 4-1 on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the top half of the seventh inning, and the Blue Claws have a 4-1 lead. Three-run home run by Felix Reyes. Pitches outside, and it's one ball, no strikes, to Matt Suggs, who struck out swinging, grounded to short. His first two times up, Andrew Baker on the mound for the Blue Claws. A chance now to pick up the win of the Blue Claws, a game they really need, which would give them a fourth win of this series. Baker at 98 on the inside corner, fastball strike, and the count is 1-1 on Suggs, who is 0-4-2 here today. Gavin Dugas on deck, then TJ White against Baker, who came out of the sixth inning and got the last out, striking on Mate in a 1-1 game. But now as he's back out there, it's 4-1 Blue Claws. Pitch outside, two balls and one strike. Starter Braden Fosnot, he goes 5 2/3, excellent innings today. Five hits, just one run, one walk, struck out three. Here's a bouncer to Miller at short, and he's over to first. A high throw, Reyes off the bag and applies the tag of Suggs for the first out of the seventh inning. 6-3, one away, and that'll bring up first baseman Gavin Dugas.
Been some tough hops in the infield today. The Blue Claws have handled them beautifully for the most part, just that one error earlier.
Dugas has doubled and grounded out and reached on an error, but then was caught, doubled and then grounded into a play on which he reached on an error, then was caught stealing. Slider outside from Baker, the count 1-0. Baker faced three batters on Thursday, struck them all out, and has retired both batters he's faced today. One down, top seven, slider, that's Lou. So, Blue Claws, as we said, chasing Greensboro in the SAL North. Grasshoppers, though, are already up 6-2 on Winston-Salem. Fastball in there for a called strike. And the count 2-1. That game is in the bottom of the second inning in Winston-Salem, who has done absolutely nothing to help the Blue Claws this week except win one game yesterday. Fastball low. And the count 3-1. Blue Claws have been a little unfortunate in that Greensboro has played a total of 12 games in the whole season. And it's June 16th.
yeah.
against teams with winning records. Six against the Blue Claws, six against Bowling Green. They went 4-8 in those games. Pitch outside, check swing. He went around, strike two. Dugas thought he held up, but he went around. And the count is full at 3-2. The Blue Claws have played 45 games against teams with winning records. That'll go to 48 in the first half if Brooklyn stays over 500. Here's a bouncer in the hole. It's short. Miller backhands it. Turns, plants, throws low. Picked by Reyes in time for the out. And there are two men away. Nice pick by Felix. Two down for DH TJ White.
Yeah, Reyes having a nice game. The three-run home run. He's looked pretty good defensively over there at first base. Got nice ability and movement over there, able to scoop it up. Miller's looked pretty good at shortstop, too.
Oh, yeah. Miller's really good at short, no doubt. And there were some people that thought when he got drafted that he might have to move off third. And I just read that he's determined to move to third. And I read he's determined to stay at short. He's been working very hard with Adam Everett, the infield coordinator, and others to stay at short long term. 1-0 on TJ White. And a slider from Baker is in there. 1-1. So Fosnot will get a no decision. Baker in line for the win now. After that three-run Felix Reyes home run here on Father's Day. Slider is swing and a miss. And the count is 1-2. Jonathan Thomas would be next to center fielder. Baker has retired all six batters he's faced so far in this series. That one is inside at 99 miles an hour fastball. And the count is 2-2 on TJ White. Baker works out of the stretch, set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Slider swinging a miss. Got him. And the inning is over. Andrew Baker, a 1-2-3-7, gets his second strikeout. And the Blue Rocks go in order. Stretch time in Shorttown. Blue Claws leading it 4-1 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Shorttown Ballpark. Blue Claws leading it 4-1. A three-run home run by Felix Reyes in the bottom half of the sixth. Right-hander is Stevenson Jimenez warming up in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. He'll pitch the eighth inning. Here's Eric Brito. First pitch by Luke Young, still in there. Breaking ball. And Brito able to pull back on a bunt attempt. Count 1-1, no strikes. Brito, Schreffler, and Disson for Jersey Shore, and that one is outside. Rio one out of two today, and Young's pitch is inside, 3-0. Young up to only 75 pitches through 6-plus innings. 3-0 on Brito. And here it is, outside, 4. Leadoff walk. Go ahead.
Very patient at bat for Brito. He's looked good, at, certainly at the plate, had that tough fly out in the fifth, but he's looked outstanding defensively. And You know, he's one of the reasons the Blue Claws are out in front right now. We're able to keep it a 1-1 game for a while. So, base runner aboard here in the seventh. Had some insurance runs.
And the batter is Troy Schreffler, who has struck out twice, but went 3-for-3 in game two of the doubleheader last night, including a two-run double, in the bottom half of the sixth inning to tie the game, sixth inning of seven. Brito, decent speed and fastball low, one ball and no strikes. He's got 10 stolen bases, though he's been caught four times, including today. Back in the second inning by a good throw by Matt Suggs. Suggs is 10 out of 23 throwing out base runners. And Brito takes that one a little bit low, a two-seamer, and it's two balls to no strikes. So well, you wonder if Suggs just, or rather a Young kind of just running out of steam a little bit here. They do have a right-hander in the bullpen, the Blue Rocks do. And the 2-0 is on the outside corner, 2-1.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, Young had a long inning in the sixth inning. Started out with a hit-by-pitch. He got back-to-back outs of Crawford and Miller, and then it was Pineda getting the hit and Reyes getting the home run and Bergoglio getting a home run. It was a long inning, 7 men to the plate.
Two balls, one strike, breaking ball, lifted off first, foul, and out of play. That will get on the roof, and the count 2-2.
You know, we said it in the open and certainly throughout the game as well, how big of a game this is for the Blue Claws. And certainly if Greensboro ends up winning, that magnifies it.
If Greensboro ends up winning, this is a must win. Breaking ball inside, and the count is 3-2. Because Blue Claws would then be a game and a half out with three to play if they were to drop a game today. And Greensboro in good shape, if you hadn't heard earlier, they are up 6-2 in the third. 3-2 pitch, runner goes. Schreffler skies into the air to right field. Brito's got to go back towards first base. The right fielder there, Rosa, makes the catch, fires the first pick there by Dugas, and they get a sliding Brito for out number two. So a double play, 9-3, and two men down here in the seventh inning. Brito was about 4 feet past second base, and obviously he was cognizant of the fact that he had to touch second base on the way back, which he did, but couldn't get back to first in time.
I think he thought that ball was going to end up falling because it hung up there for so long.
Or I think the other thing, too, is behind him, so he just didn't peek. Distant pops it up, first base side foul. That one heading toward the seats, Dugas and the catcher Suggs, but it's in the second row behind the Blue Claws dugout. And nothing in one on Jordan. Distant is 0-for-1. Flew to center, got hit by a pitch.
Yeah, hit by a pitch. Who would have thought ended up starting a sixth-inning rally where the Blue Claws got three?
Yeah, with two out, Pineda single, and then the big hit, the Reyes three-run home run. Here's the 0-1, and that is in there for a call and strike. And the count is 0-2 on Jordan Disson.
And to me, it looks like Disson's seeing the ball just a little bit better with each at-bat and with each game, and it's only a matter of time before more of those hits keep on coming.
0-2 on Disson. And the pitch is outside. Young trying to get through 7 innings here today. And he's done a really nice job, saved the one mistake. The 3-run Felix Reyes home run. His second home run of this season. Here's the 1-2. Curveball inside. 2-2. As Stevenson Jimenez will be the new pitcher for Jersey Shore in the eighth. Right-hander throwing in the bullpen for Wilmington. And Disson rips one deep down the left field line. Fair, it's gone. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. Home run. Right down the left field line. Kept it fair by just a few feet. And it rolls back behind the billboards. Seventh home run of the season for Jordan Disson. And he jogs around. The Blue Claws take a 5-1 lead.
Oh, he just absolutely tattooed that ball to left. Red changeup right over the heart of the plate. And drove it onto the berm. Jordan Disson firing up the grill.
That was 109 off the bat in the last pitch thrown today by Luke Young, who pitched very well. Two homers, though. Disson has now 7 home runs on the season, 3 of them since last Sunday, 2 of them off Young. He hit a grand slam off Young on Tuesday. 5-1 Claws back after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Justin Crawford, the batter for Jersey Shore, two out and nobody on. And Wilmington has made the call to the bullpen. And the first pitch to Crawford from Jaron Zinn is a fastball, low, one ball and no strikes. Crawford 2-for-3. His eighth multi-hit game in the last 9 games. Curveball high, 2 balls, no strikes. So the Blue Claws get an insurance run for Stevenson Jimenez after that home run hit by Jordan Disson. Blue Claws have homered in each of the last 2 innings. Fastball high and outside, 3-0 on Crawford. Aiden Miller would bat in this inning if Crawford gets on, or he'll lead off in the eighth, and Justin takes a called strike, and the count is 3-1. Miller on deck, he's 1-for-3. Crawford 2-for-3, he shoots one off third foul. And in the seats, the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Year-old Blue Claw center fielder's had a great year. And now up to 304 on the season with those 2 hits today. That's high and outside. He's on for a third time. Drawing the free pass issued by right-hander Jaron Zinn.
Yeah, Crawford's got a great eye at the plate. Obviously, the 2 singles, but I mean, he's had that all year, certainly over the last month and a half plus. And drawing that walk here in the seventh. Even though the Blue Claws are up 5-on, you want to still play well and you want to tack on some more runs.
This would be a perfect time to try to go with 2 out. And an off-speed pitch from Zinn is in there. It was 2-0 with a 1.74 ERA on the season. 20 innings, just 4 in runs, 18 walks, though, and 28 strikeouts. Robert, 24 stolen bases in 30 attempts. Not going. Curveball to Miller, that's outside. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike on Aiden. Drove in his third Blue Claws run with an RBI single back in the first inning. Claws lead it 5-1 here in the seventh. Runner goes, pitch, swing and a miss, throw to second on target, tag in time. And they got Crawford. It was a perfect pitch to throw on for Suggs, and he threw a strike to second. Fidel Crawford and Miller will now lead off when we go to the eighth. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left. Home run by Jordan Disson, and it's 5-1 Blue Claws on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com. today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
As Stevenson Jimenez takes over for Jersey Shore here in the top half of the eighth inning. Luke Law is six outs from home. Jonathan Thomas, Philip Glasser, and Vandell Pena, 8-9-1. First pitch by Jimenez, fastball and a strike on the outside corner. And the count is 0-1. Jimenez has been starting the season, moving to the bullpen this week, popped up by Thomas, foul out of play. Largely because George Clausen got here earlier in the week and made his first Blue Claw start yesterday. So Jimenez, instead of starting this series, pitched in relief on Tuesday and gave up three runs in an inning and two-thirds. And this will be his second appearance out of the pen. Swing and a miss. Good slider. Got him strike three. So a quick strikeout for Stevenson Jimenez, who on the year has a 6.94 ERA, 2-7, 48 innings, 61 hits, 19 walks, and 55 strikeouts. Here's Philip Glasser, who's 0-3. And the pitch on the way is on the outside corner, called strike. And the count, 0-1.
Yeah, Glasser's put the ball in play a couple times, but Crawford and Miller got him out.
Ground ball to short. Miller to his right. Scoops it up. Angles running throw in time. Two down. So two up and two down against Stevenson Jimenez. And that'll bring up Vandell Pena. Jimenez, who goes by the nickname of Jimmy. 22-year-old right-hander from San Felipe, Venezuela. 6'1", 172 pounds. If the Blue Claws do hold on and win this game, they'll go back and look at three different innings where Wilmington had a leadoff double and didn't score. And that kept the game 1-1. Second inning, the third inning, and the fifth inning.
Yeah.
Against Braden Fosnot. And finally, the Blue Claws broke through in the sixth on the three-run home run by Felix Reyes.
Yeah, credit to the Blue Claws defense today, and obviously outstanding pitching as well.
Popped up off third, foul by Pena out of play. One ball and one strike on Vandell Pena. Blue Claws a half game behind Greensboro, who leads Winston-Salem 6-2 in the top of the fourth. That's outside. So if both win, then the Blue Claws will just need to win one more game than Greensboro over the last 3 days of the first half. Breaking ball, foul tip into the distance, mid 2-2. Blue Claws will be in Brooklyn, and Greensboro will host Hudson Valley starting on Tuesday. Here's a 2-2 and a pop-up foul out of play. Still two balls, two strikes.
Obviously, you have both big series coming up. A nice catch by a fan. Blue Claws need to win the next four and root for Hudson Valley.
That's outside. Corner got him looking. Backdoor breaking ball, strike three. And the side is retired. 1-2-3-8 for Stevenson Jimenez. Bottom eight coming up. 5-1 Claws. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Aiden Miller leading it off here for Jersey Shore. He was batting when Justin Crawford was caught stealing in the seventh inning. So Miller starts the eighth against Jaron Zint. Curveball, that's in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. Miller one out of three. He'll be followed by Leandro Pineda and Felix Reyes. 0-1 in the dirt and picked by Suggs on a changeup that misses for ball one. Jaron Zint is from Chevy Chase, Maryland. He went to Harvard and signed with the Nationals as a free agent after the draft in 2022. Here's the 1-1 on the outside corner for a called strike. And the count is 1-2 on Aiden Miller. Just turned 20 last Sunday. And then made his Blue Claws debut 2 days later. Curveball, lasered foul onto the concourse, third base side. And the count is still now one ball, two strikes on Miller.
Just out in front of that one. Had his eyes in the left field corner.
Yeah, it was 104 off the bat, but well fouled. Gunnar Mayer warming up. Fastball popped up behind the plate, out of play. Still 1-2. Miller with the Blue Claws is now 4 out of 19, but he was 0 for his first 9. 4 for 10 in the last 2 days.
Making the adjustments.
1-2. Pitch by Zinn. Curveball handcuffed him. Fouled it off his foot at home plate. Patience.
Hey, I think he's got all the skills and everything. Defensively.
He'll be fine.
Showing that he could hit.
Hit a few balls really hard into outs as well. Long fly outs in the right. Center drives the ball well the other way. 1-2 on Miller. Pitch by Zinn in the dirt. Laid off a breaking ball. And the count 2-2. It was a late breaker. And that's the other thing that we've seen with Miller that's been very impressive. He doesn't chase almost anything. So
good play discipline.
Yeah, and that will come into play his whole career. That's as good a skill as you can ask for. Here's the 2-2. And he rips this one high and deep to left field. Lyle Beck turns around at the wall. And there it goes. Home run. The first Blue Claws home run for Aiden Miller. Launches it over the wall in left field. And the Blue Claws take a 6-1 lead. First of many for the first round pick. Aiden Miller jogs around. His first as a Claw. 6-1 Jersey Shore.
It was only a matter of time. He just absolutely tattooed that pitch. Perfect swing, barreled it up. Congratulations, Aiden Miller.
There will be more of them, but there was always going to be a first one, and there it is. Third straight inning with a home run for the Blue Claws as Leandro Pineda takes a curveball outside. And the count, 1-1 and no strikes. Pineda 1 out of 3 today. Felix Reyes, who had the big home run, is on deck, and Pineda swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. And the count is 1-1.
Blue Claws bats came alive in the sixth, and they've done a fantastic job of insurance runs the last couple innings.
Yeah, now they're in really good shape for Gunnar Mayer. Curveball high to Pineda, and the count 2-0. Slipped out of Zinn's hand. And good shape for Gunnar Mayer, who will come on and pitch in the top half of the ninth inning. Left-handed batter wide open stance. Lays off another one. High fastball. And the count is 3-1.
Three straight innings featuring a home run for the Blue Claws. Finding the power bats here today.
Miller has six now on the year at five with Clearwater. And Pineda fouls that one back into the screen. So yesterday hit his first Blue Claws hit, and it was a line drive triple. And his first Blue Claws home run comes less than 24 hours later. Here's a broken bat blooper into shallow center by Pineda. That's in, dunking down for a base hit. And he's awarded first with his second hit of the game. Miller's home run off the bat at 109 miles an hour. And they gave it an estimated home run distance of 403 feet.
Yeah, that was a rocket on out of here. A lot of hard hit balls off Blue Claw's bats today.
As there have been for a while, fastball high to Reyes. Claws lead the league in hitting. 257 coming in today. They 9 points up on Asheville, who plays in a much more friendly hitter environment. Still nobody out. Here's Reyes, and the 1-0 is on the outside corner for a called strike. And that evens it up at 1-1.
That Pineda single in the sixth inning changed everything because Reyes came up and just cranked one.
Curveball. And in there for a called strike, and the count 1-2.
Well, you keep hitting well as a team, you're going to win a lot of games. Good eye by Reyes there.
Takes high.
Curious if Pineda ends up taking off here.
I would be surprised. And that one in the dirt, couldn't check his swing. Strike three. So Reyes is out one away. And that'll bring up second baseman William Bergoglio.
And Bergoglio had the friendly bounce his last at bat with that single in the sixth inning following the Reyes home run. Mentioned it earlier, been hitting well of late. And keeping it going here today.
Left-handed batter, runner at first. Fastball, skied down the left field line, fell. And back out of play. Bergoglio one out of three.
Blue Rocks getting somebody warming up in their bullpen.
Curveball, called strike on Bergoglio. So Miller with a home run, two ribbies. Reyes the home run, three ribbies. Dissing the home run, and one RBI. All six Blue Claws runs come on home runs. Not something you see often from the Blue Claws. Pitch outside, and the count 2-2 because, you know, when you play your home games in this ballpark, which is a pretty extreme pitcher's park, you're not going to live and die by the home run. Blue Claws
right.
have done that today. Their 15th home run, or 13th, 14th, and 15th home runs here in Lakewood.
You know, we were wondering before the game, how's the wind going to affect the home run
right,
swings today?
Right, that's a great point.
It's worked out favorably for the Blue Claws.
Here's a high fly ball hit well deep to right. De La Rosa back to the track, turns around at the wall, reaching up, cannot get it, and it one hops off the right field wall. Pineda coming around third. He's being waved in. Bergoglio stops at second. He goes to third, throw to the plate to get Pineda in time, two away. Bergoglio ends up at third, and Pineda out. Trying to score from second. That was a good relay from De La Rosa to Pena, and Pena to Suggs, and they get Pineda at the plate. That'll be, I think, a double for Bergoglio, and he ends up at third on the throw.
That's what I would guess, too.
Yeah, he had stopped around second and only went on the throw, so that's got to be a two-base hit. And it is, yeah. Bergoglio goes to third on the throw. 11th hit for Jersey Shore, but and he'll get the run in. Here's a Marion Boyd, and he swings and misses a fastball. And the count is no balls and one strike.
Think he wanted to get in on the home run parade.
Maybe so. He has one on the year. He had one last year with Clearwater. His home run came 1 week ago, last Sunday in Greensboro in the first inning, hit a grand slam. 0-1, curveball, called strike, and the count is 0-2.
That was solid contact from Bregoia on that double. And you're up 6-1 at that, or 7-1 at that point. You could feel safe to send the runner.
And the 0-1 looped in the air to left center, cutting over Lyle. He's there, the left fielder. And he's got it to retire the Sun. One run, three hits, one left. Aiden Miller, solo homer, claws 6. Blue Rocks 1-2 the ninth on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Gunnar Mayer is the new pitcher for the Blue Claws, who make the Provident Bank call to the bullpen. Go to the ninth inning, and the Blue Claws a 6-1 lead. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with your robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. Gunner's had a really good year, and he comes on here to close out a Blue Claws win. Fastball strike to Daylon Lyle, left-handed batter with a count nothing and one. 18 games for Mayer, 2.25 ERA, 24 innings, 13 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned. Bouncer fell. 13 walks, 31 strikeouts, and a 2.25 ERA for the 23-year-old right-hander from San Joaquin Delta Junior College in California. He's from Walnut Creek, California, northern part of Cali. By the Bay Area. Here's the 0-2 in the dirt. Fastball and a good changeup. Mayer's best off-speed pitch. Nathan Lyle is 0-3. He's flown to right, popped to short, and popped to second. Changeup, foul tip. Did Disson hold it? Yes, he did. Strike three. And Mayer, a quick strikeout. So, Vin, a solid win for Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you got to give Braden Fosnaught a lot of credit for getting out of those jams early. And Blue Claws now in business here. They will pull even with Greensboro pending the result of their game, which is still going on. Fastball strike to De La Rosa. And Fosnaught, once again, if you didn't hear before, you know, he gave up a run in the first, and then gave up leadoff doubles in the second, third, and fifth, and none of those doubles scored. Bouncer foul, third base sign. One of those three doubles was a pop-up that was misplayed in the Sun. Should have been an out. Got unlucky.
Yeah, Fosnaught battled today. Into and out of multiple innings. Obviously, big help by his defense, infield and outfield, but he pitched well in a game that he really needed to do so.
Check swing. Did he go? Yes. Changeup got De La Rosa. Couldn't hold up. Two up, two down, two strikeouts for Mayer, and the Blue Claws are one out away.
And Meyer coming in, firing strikes and back-to-back strikeouts. One away from a closing out a big-time win for the Blue Claws.
And the batter is Kevin Mott, a right-handed hitting shortstop. First pitch is outside, a slider. And the count, one ball and those strikes on Mott, who is 0-2, flew to center, struck out swinging, and walked. Matt Suggs would be next. Mayer misses way outside. What's next for the Blue Claws? Tuesday night, 7 o'clock in Brooklyn. They will be they will be there all week. And they will be in must-win mode. Fastball strike. Will they be in first place or second place? Well, we won't know that until the Greensboro game ends. But Greensboro leads Winston-Salem 6-2. So if that holds, Blue Claws will be a half game out with three to play. Here's the 2-1. And a bouncer to short. This should do it. Glove by Miller. Running throw to first. Pulls Reyes off the bag. He tags out Mate. And the ball game is over. Gunnar Mayer with a scoreless 1-2-3 ninth inning. And the Blue Claws win 4 out of 6 for Wilmington. For the moment, tied for first. They'll be no worse than a half game back with three to play. Three homers today for Felix Reyes, for Aiden Miller, and for Jordan Disson. And a Father's Day Blue Claws win over Wilmington. Claws are 9 over, 36 and 27 for the first time. Wilmington falls to 29 and 34 on the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 13 minutes in front of 4,942. Here at Shoretown Ballpark, 6-11 and 1 for the Blue Claws, 1-5-1 for Wilmington. Andrew Baker is the winning pitcher. The losing pitcher is Luke Young, and there was no save. Vin, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, this was a fun one. Yeah, appreciate you having me aboard here in the booth. It was fun calling the game with you. We had a good game to call, too. Home runs, great defense, great pitching, and a big win.
A huge win. So, Blue Claws tied. They're probably going to be a half game out with three to play unless Winston-Salem can erase a four-run deficit against Greensboro, but hey, you never know. But a good, certainly a very good day for the Blue Claws, who pick up a Father's Day win. And now they'll do the post-game father-child catch on the field. So, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Yes.
And congrats to the Blue Claws on a Sunday. I'm Greg Jamborisi. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And Vin will take you here for a brief post-game. And then we'll be back here next Tuesday. Vin, all yours.
Oh, Greg, I thank you. Obviously, as mentioned, they needed to get this win, and they got this win today. Blue Claws did. Coming up big, it was 1-1 until the sixth inning, and that sixth inning for the Blue Claws not only broke open the scoring, but shifted all the momentum to that team. Started with a Jordan Disson hit by pitch, then a fly out to left by Crawford and a strikeout to Miller, but that Leandro Pineda single with two strikes set things up, and Felix Reyes, that three-run home run, put them out in front 4-1, and they never looked back, obviously adding on a couple more home runs in the victory today and coming up with a huge win over Wilmington, rounding out the homestand, and as it stands, looking like a half game behind Greensboro, heading into a big series with Brooklyn in Brooklyn coming up this week starting on Tuesday. And with the way things are looking, Blue Claws will need to win certainly those first three games and root for Hudson Valley to take care of business with Greensboro in those first three games of the set. Big pitching today by the Blue Claws as well, starting with Braden Fosnott, who went 5 2/3 innings. Coming up big in a game he needed to do so, and then three pitchers out of the bullpen for the Blue Claws, starting with Andrew Baker, followed by Jimenez and Mayer. Getting the big outs they need and protecting the big lead, and the Blue Claws offense was able to get to the Blue Rocks, Luke Young. And you know what? Their defense, strong today for the Blue Claws, coming up with big-time plays, not just making catches in the outfield, but big plays in the infield, clean plays, clean throws, and obviously I think one of the biggest defensive plays was that catch by Eric Brito coming off the third baseline. So big win for the Blue Claws.
coming up with a 6-1 victory. Wrapping up the homestand here at Shoretown Ballpark on Father's Day with a big-time victory. And obviously heading on an all-important road trip. 3 games left in the first half. Looking like they need to win all of them to try and get first place in the South Atlantic League Northern Division and clinch a playoff spot. First place spot as well. For Greg Jamboree and our entire crew, I am Vin Ebenu saying so long from Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Happy Father's Day.